a long-term renter. How does that affect the classification?
The classification is, as of January 1, what was it? In other words, what is it on that day? Is it a, is it being used as a long-term rental, or is it in a nightly rental program?
I think that needs clarification then, because that's just one day of the year. So I guess what you're telling me I need to do is to block off that day as not for just long-term rental. It's basically what you're telling me to do, which doesn't make any sense.
That was answered in Shipman versus Dominion. If you remember, they had some extended stay going on there, and that's what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, with respect to that one, it sounds like there's an argument. I mean, we could table that one as well.
What number is that?
That's BOE 97. Make the move table to 715.
And you're right. We definitely need to have a ruling on this, and we're working on this right now because we've got, especially this year, we have a ton of performers that are staying in our houses, which is great because it helps the economy and so forth. But they're staying 80 days.
Month-to-month rental, long-term rental is not covered by our ruling. So that's, I mean, certainly if a lot of these long-term rentals start getting, or short-term rentals start getting converted to long-term rentals, that's going to change.
So how do you see from the BOE's perspective a ruling with a hybrid for a long-term and short? So if we have someone in there hypothetically for 86 days,
right,
they may extend, we don't know. But we also have a couple STRs, short-term rentals, as well.
Well, our current ruling already has, we give you 75% residential on a first one.
No, I know
right?
that.
But you're talking about other properties that you use, and you're using some sort of hybrid where sometimes you use it as a nightly rental, sometimes you use it as something else is basically what you're talking about.
So that's probably the next talking point.
But Shipman versus Dominion dealt with this for hotels that were saying they were extended stay.
Well, guys, you can have this. We can have this discussion. I think let's table this until 7:15. On, I would make a motion that on BOE number 97 that we table this until 7:15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay. And then 112. That's the single single owner, Kevin Jones.
112.
He only owns that one property. 129 Chateau Mountain.
It's at the bottom of page 9.
Okay. You're saying that's not yours?
No.
Okay. Kevin Jones, do we have any other ownership that you guys find?
I haven't looked. I've been...
You never finished your ruling on the big list, though. You never said...
I haven't done that yet, but I have to finish that one.
I just see one, unless he's got an LLC.
All right. As to BOE 112, I'd make a motion that we give a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And then your long motion will need to be amended because that number was included.
Yeah, I'm just going to scratch the motion and just remake it.
Okay.
Okay. As to BOE... 161, 162, 165.
I'm
165. Okay. So that's not part.
Oh, they're BOE numbers.
Oh, I'm
165. Okay, yeah, they're BOE numbers. All right. Just to be sure, you are BOE 106.
I'm 106, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 161, 162, 165, 167, 168, 169, 176, 159, 160, 163, 164, 166, 177, 95.
What's 95 and 164?
95 is 150 Walnut Drive LLC.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's, as to those properties, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification.
Okay.
Is that a second?
Yes.
Okay, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Valerie, we're going to talk about those other issues that I've discussed as a board. And
what was 164's address? I'm not sorry, I just can't see it on this sheet.
164.
161 Oakmont Hills.
160 Oakmont?
161.
161.
Okay. Sorry, my list is a little different. And that's, yeah. I don't know how you guys are doing this fluorescent lighting. My eyes are freaking out right now. Man. Okay.
All right. And then I apologize, since I don't have a phone call yet, I'm going to go ahead and try to take it up. What is, you have number 106?
Yeah,
106.
Yes, please.
And do you have more than one rental property?
Nope, that's the only one, but I'd also like to fight the value.
Okay.
Who was in charge of this lovely computer screen? Up here.
I'm sorry, did she say 106 and 94 were the daughter? Was that you two?
106 is the only one I own.
Okay. Who's 94? Do you have another daughter?
No. I have a son.
Right.
But I have no ownership in theirs.
You had Eden Enterprises, which was 2025-94, you said. I thought you said that was your daughter.
Nope. No, she used to live in the house.
I lived there.
Oh, used to live
residential. There. Residential.
But it's nightly rental.
Yeah, 845. Okay. And 1331 is not a nightly rental. It has one of the team member lives there full time.
All right.
But he already made a ruling on that one.
All right, on the Arnold, Chloe, and Caleb.
Yes.
That's the one. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
And this is. Obviously, you'd like it to be residential, but this is the only one owned by you at this point, and you're just looking at the evaluation other than the classification.
I'm looking at both. Obviously, I'd like it to be residential, but then, yes,
sure.
The value also I would like to contest.
All right. With respect to value, what's the issue there?
Ms. Chapman had pulled up how do I get the specific map.
She was looking at the beacon with that address and all the price per square foot around it.
Thank you. So if you see all of these, it's showing 165, we're at 108, and then all the others, if you scroll out to, you can see even more of them. There's, let's see if I can see this. There's directly to our right is 85,000. That home is 175, friend. That home is 1,269 square feet. Our home is 930. It is almost double our size, and it is significantly less than us. It's about 20,000 less than us. Every other home on that street, you'll see they are 160 friend is 1,276 square feet, 175 friend 1,269, 178 friend is 1,276.
I'm gonna adjourn in just a second.
186 friend is 1,276, 215 friend is 1,423. 254 friend is 1,681. And again, we are 900 square feet.
I apologize for interrupting. BOE number 72, I guess, is this afternoon. So this is the only one we have, BOE 106 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go over to the courthouse for a minute. If you guys can handle
this. Can you table it and have her come to my office so she can work with Dan to see your value next to the neighbor?
Okay. I can probably be back here in. I'll be back here in the next 20 minutes. I don't want to make you wait till after lunch. Okay. So if it's all right with you, can we recess for about 20 minutes? Let you talk to see if they can resolve anything. If you can't, that's fine. but if you can, great. And I'll be back here at 11:45.
So if she resolves it, we need to stay?
We still need to rule on it.
Okay. I mean, we'll make a ruling on it. I mean, as long as, you know, as long as you're satisfied that it's you've got something resolved, then we can just make the motion to go.
I can't resolve them. I mean, if can see in line in the picture that her next-door neighbor is way low compared to the whole neighborhood, so they're not here in front of us. But we can check to make sure she's correct. That's all I can do. And then you'll have to decide from there.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine. But if you could just hold on for like 20 minutes, and if you'd like to talk to her, maybe you can get some result. Okay, BOE will be in recess for 20 minutes.